Blog Talk Radio.
What you say?
Good morning.
How y'all doing today?
Buenos dias.
Yes. As Lord says, Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
How y'all doing? We want y'all to come on in the room, like kids would say. Come on in the room and hear what God is saying to you today. We're so excited about everything that's going on. Hallelujah. So Laura is getting herself set to go live this morning, and there she is. She's live this morning. So we're so excited about today. Y'all know we are, right? So good morning. Good morning, Angela Coleman Carpenter. Thank you for watching this morning. Thanks for tuning in. Today is going to be a great day. Y'all know it's cold outside, right?
Yes.
But here's the deal, America. We're so excited because I'm trying to have some patio action this year. Okay, and we can have a little patio action because y'all know if we don't get no cold weather, the mosquitoes gonna be something terrible.
That's right.
So
we gotta have.
If we
could
get some good morning to the Edward Sawarski Facebook family, come on in the room, New York. Come on in the room, New York, because we know y'all coming. Now I got a special conversation with Brother Jack this morning. Brother Jack, I pray that you're doing well today. You know, we be praying for you on the prayer list. But we want you to minimize your calls, okay? Give somebody else some time, Brother Jack. We love it when you call, though. We ain't say you can't call because you can, but we want you to minimize that, okay? So, to God be the glory.
We got to read the scriptures.
Yes.
Here's my scripture.
So, thank you
Lord.
So much. Where is your stuff, Laura? It's all good. So we just thank God, yeah, because you are reading and praying sometimes. Look, there's Brother Jack.
Good morning, Brother Jack.
Did you hear what I said? So, Angela, we're so excited.
There's your Bible, Lord.
Oh, here it is. Right here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's right there. We're trying to scramble and get it right because, you know, when you start doing more than one show a week, and we have plenty more to come, so y'all put us on the prayer list. But we do have a prayer list today. We got Brother Jack on the prayer list. We got Dr. Linda Emerson and her amazing family on the prayer list today. We want to pray for you guys, and we just hope that, you know, that you guys just lean into what God is saying in your lives, and you can hear and have peace and joy and love and all the fruits of the Spirit today. So good morning, LaShawna Giselle Williams. That is my cousin of the Most High God, and I just love you, and I just thank you for supporting, because you know what, guys? It is so much power in support.
Yes.
It really is. Support is the most number one thing. I don't know why my camera looks dingy. I'm trying to wipe it out, America. So we're just going to figure it out. It's probably Brother Jack Collins. So we're going to take our first call before we even get started today to kind of see what's on the heart of the man or woman of God today. So to God be the glory. We want to say good.
We have a caller right now.
We want to say good morning. I'll be right back, America. I'll be right back. So, Laura, can you take the call this morning?
Okay, I'll take the call. Good morning. Okay, they hung up. Okay.
Yes.
Was it an 817
number? No, it was just 811.
A lot of people were calling the one time. Oh, okay. All right. Try calling again. If you were trying to call, there were a lot of people trying to call at the same time.
Okay.
So try to call one more time, and hopefully one by one, the calls will come in. And the number is
646-668-2247.
And we're not taking your calls because there was like three or four people trying to call at the same time. So hopefully you try again, and we'll get one call at a time. So good morning. Buenos dias. Mañana. I just want to say good morning to everyone, and thanking God for waking us up this morning, and God is good, and we're so blessed, y'all. It's sunny outside, even though it's cold, but God is good. God is good, and I'm thanking God for each and one of you that's watching right now. My twin sister will be here in a minute. She went to go do something real quick, so I'm going to say buenos días esta mañana a toda mi familia que está viendo la estación ahorita. Y esta mañana vamos a estudiar en la palabra de Dios que somos el cuerpo de Dios, de Jesucristo. Y cuando le demos los versos, les pido que escriban cada verso y los estudien. Después que los estudian con nosotros, para que Dios les siga dando revelaciones nuevas. Los amamos mucho. Gracias por estar escuchándonos y que Dios los bendiga a todos. And I just want to thank everyone that whenever we do share the scriptures, that you write them down, and then you go study them for yourself, okay? Because God will give you new revelations, new understanding, and we're students every day. You can never learn too much, okay? God is good, and I love being
all
a student.
Time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time,
God
is good.
Yeah, so good morning, Miss. Is that Liana? How you doing, ma'am?
Hey,
yeah, good morning, everyone. Did we get our caller?
There were too many calls at one time.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. Good job, be the glory. I had to be bad woman to go down the stairs and meet my brand new city development guy today. Isn't that awesome? So we just thank God for Mr. Matt coming by. He wished us the best on our show today.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Okay, y'all, I just took a flight of stairs. So y'all got to bear with me. Okay. To God be the glory. So, Laura, what did y'all talk about when I was gone?
I was just letting everybody know to write down the scriptures and then take notes and share the video, y'all.
Please share. Feel free to call in. Y'all better get on top of it because Brother Jack is on it. Okay. Our first caller.
Okay,
morning.
We have a caller.
Woo! So, good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Brother Jack?
Yes, it is. And it's going to be one
more. Well, good morning, Brother Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning, Jack.
I tuned in immediately. I heard you guys, saying, calm down with the calls. I only call because of Jesus.
We know why you called, Brother Jeff. We know why you called.
We're not calling, don't call,
and we appreciate you calling. But we want to make sure some more calls with you. Yeah, can you hear us?
Where's Sister Laura? Yes, I can hear you.
She right
where
there.
Is Sister
How you doing, Brother Jeff?
How you doing, baby?
We're praying for you.
Hallelujah. How's Brother Ed doing and Brother Charles?
Brother Ed and Brother Charles, they are in our studio audience.
They're in the studio
audience. Oh, God, yes. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know, Brother Ed knows I was in the hospital for a minute. Let everybody, the whole audience, let them know I'm okay. Because I had Jesus in my heart. And
praise God. Praise the Lord. That means he answers your prayers, Brother Jack.
Yes.
That's what that means.
Yes.
Lord answers your prayers.
Thank you for your love and support.
Let's do a prayer. Real quick. Then I'm not going to call back because I know I'm hogging the line. That's what I've been told. I had fucking... Sorry. All right. No, I had another 15 messages saying, Brother Jack, you're taking up the whole line. It wasn't 10. Now it's up to 15, but whatever. We had Brother Jason Barry calling. We had John Grubb. We're going to pray for you. We Dante's been messaging, and everybody's in my heart. And
amen.
I want to do a prayer. Can we do a prayer?
Yes. Pray for it. Yes, sir.
All right. Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. We're going to start this right now in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. I just want to say God bless everybody, all our listeners, anybody that's online, anybody that's going to see this through a share. Brother Jack, Ed Skorsky knows me since I'm 10 years old or whatever, And I just want to say I'm praying for everybody today. And you girls are doing a great job. Great job today.
This is a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Really just touched my heart.
And we love you, too.
Let's send us your orders, and we can send you a t-shirt. Yeah.
Amen.
Send me one. I'm an excellent one.
So send it to Ed's page. Message of Edsky, okay?
Yeah. And one last thing. I just want to pray for, hold on real quick and then I'm done. I want to pray for Sherry Carbone Carter. She's a very good listener. She's listening right now. I just want, if we could all just say hallelujah, pray for her. She's got four children. She's a single mother. She's a beautiful person. Brother Ed knows it too. Come on. Tricky Ricky, California is in the house, I'm an extra watch.
We'll pray for them at the end of the show, okay, sweetie?
All righty. I want a big prayer. I want a big prayer. I just want to say three hallelujahs. Three hallelujahs. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
All right. To God be the glory. To God
I
the
love
glory.
You guys. You don't even know. You got me going into life right now. She's beautiful.
All right.
Listen,
yes.
I'll call back next Monday, all right?
Okay.
I love you, girls. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
And God be the glory. So we got our caller in this morning, Brother Jack. What is Brother Jack's last name?
Shriner.
Okay, we gotta put Brother Jack on the prayer list.
Yeah, he's been enjoying the blog.
Oh, yeah, he said that's why he keeps calling, because he's fired up.
And we're so excited
about him being fired up. To God
all the way
the
from where are you? From
yes.
New York.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So we have an amazing show today. This is kind of like the spinoff of the show. Before the show last week, we did part one of The Body. This week is part two. We're going to conclude our teaching in that. And Laura, I'm so excited. So have you said good morning to our amazing family?
I sure did.
What did we say? We took
a break earlier.
Okay.
But let's just say our this is the day
that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Woo! We are so glad about this day. What is the degrees outside today, guys?
It's like 30.
Oh, it's 30? Okay, it's 30 cold, so y'all know. I hope y'all left y'all faucets dripping last night.
Yeah.
Y'all know, that's what they say. We listened to one of our new techniques on Facebook. My husband was out there with the sock about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago. Y'all know when it first got cold. So we got our faucets covered. Praise the Lord to that. So we're just so excited because today is really and truly the day that the Lord has made.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a beautiful day in our teaching today and our prayer. Life, and we ask that you guys pray for us as well,
that
because we have a lot of distractions sometimes when we're trying to get ready for the show.
Yes.
Things happen. Y'all still have to take a quick run down the stairs and all this be going on, and then you got to reset and hear what God is saying in the midst of everything that you do. So to God be the glory. We're going to kind of, and I did turn my ring off this time, Lord. Mm-hmm. I got it off, so we
I don't remember if I got mine, but I don't know.
So we can check, Anthony, you turn your ring off. He don't know. Y'all, look, we're going to just check. Okay, Lord, check yours.
Actually, it should be someone.
All right. So anyway, we're here to talk about part two of The Body. So here's the question. We were talking about this in our part one teaching, so this will be great for those that missed our teaching last week. So the Word of God says, how is the church the body of Christ? You know, because I think a lot of people really – they really don't know the depth of how we all make up the body, you know, because a lot of times membership, they consider the count of the people in the church rather than, because church, we're really the church.
Yeah.
We are, you know, any building you go in can be your church or you can be outside. You can be a church without walls. It's
That's
not necessarily a building itself.
Yeah.
So how do you become a member? So that's the question. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. We want to encourage you guys, like Laura said, to write the scriptures down. Read them for yourself so you can hear what God is saying to you so you can get your revelation and the way you can be effective in the body. Okay? And I have wrote this question down. I just heard this morning. Have you identified your membership? Okay? Because you got to know where you fitly join in. And we did a teaching before, Laura, that says, get in where you fit in.
Yes, get in.
And it was talking about the body, right?
Yes.
And we were teaching around the fivefold ministry where it talked about some apostles, some teachers, some, you know, prophets and evangelists and all of that. So that's really the hand of God. Remember when we wore our shirts, the hand of God?
We were
really teaching on that. And that's our covering. But, you know, even in the leadership, there has to be the body.
Yes.
Because we all flow, because everybody can't be the head. I know we talk about that.
Yes.
Everybody, and then we'll go from the head, then everybody can't be the feet. You know, but those that are the feet, we're going to need you to be the feet.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You got to know who you are, and you got to know where your membership identifies.
That's
you know,
right.
And we all have a covering. We all have a head. Like at Crosswalk, they have Pastor Eric. You want to say good morning to Pastor Eric? At
City Chapel,
they have
Bob.
Pastor Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Moya. So we want to say good morning to Pastor Bob. And at the King's Haven, we have Apostle Anthony Burns and Betty Burns. So we want to say good morning to our apostle, our leadership. Because, and then, you know, the Lord has summoned me to really minister to the church this week, because are we really covering the people of God? You know, our leadership, because being a pastor is a heavy, heavy,
woo,
heavy.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, because when you're the shepherd and you have all these sheep, y'all know how them sheep, they won't be going over there, won't be coming over here. We really have to know how to keep the balance. And the balance in the church is prayer.
Yeah.
Right, Laura?
Yeah.
We got to cover them, you know, and as leaders here, we ask that you guys cover us as we cover you in prayer and supplication and all of that, you know, knowing that that's not an easy job, because a lot of times I was just thinking, and I've been hearing the whole body, whether it's on TVN or Daystar, wherever, they're all teaching on, you know where you fit in, you know, because everybody can't be the pastor, especially these an overnight pastor. You know, and then when you get, everybody wants a title, and then don't nobody want to function in it, effectively. So you got to know what God has called you to do. If he called you to be usher, just be the usher and be the best usher. If he called you to be the evangelist, see, everybody not called to outreach like Laura and Edward, okay? I'm not. You know, I would love to go out and, because I love people, okay? But that's not my lane. I'll be out there messing him up. We'd be over there doing something else. I'll be all animated. And then, you got to know that, right? The Lord be like, Marlo, you need to get on. We're not doing that today. That's not what God told us, right? So you got to know it. But so what do you have to say about that, Lord?
Well, I'm just thanking God for me being a student every day and learning and growing. And you'll know what your calling is if you we can't stress it enough. As you get into the love letters, which is God will direct and lead you, and you will know if you're not too sure. And you know, also, it's going to be a passion. Like, it's going to be, and it's going to be work, okay? Because if anything you do for the kingdom of God, it's work.
It's work.
But it's going to be like a passion, because I knew I was outraged from the beginning, because it just became that's all I could think about, that's all I could talk about, that's all. And then I saw that if I started doing it, it's work.
It's work.
But you know what? It's worth it, because I love God and I love reaching out to people. So and I'm learning and growing every day to this day. And we need everyone, y'all. We need everyone in the body.
Amen.
You know, if it's cleaning the toilets at the church, if it's picking up the trash. Be
Come
the
on.
Best of the best, because I love picking up the
she
trash.
She do.
And I'm the best of the
best.
Yes, she
is.
And I will bring in a team, don't
she
I?
She do. Okay. That's so awesome.
So every part is important. You know, if you're pastoring, if you're doing outreach, if you're serving, if you're picking up trash, whatever it is, we need you. Start somewhere. Do something. You know? But don't just sit in the church and glutton the word of God and do nothing, because then you're missing out. You're missing out on the calling, and when you answer, when you just come as you are, God will do the rest. Amen.
Amen. Yes. And on that note, we have a caller.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we're going to take our caller this morning. We want to say good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a new customer online. Her name is Sherry. Sherry, say hallelujah. Sherry. Hello.
Good morning,
Sherry.
Good morning, Sherry.
Sherry's a little. I think she's shy. You know, sister, both of our sisters. Let's do a hallelujah. Sister Sherry. She's been tuning in for the last 4 weeks now. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah,
okay.
She found God too. She found God. Sister Sherry. All you got to do is say hello, Sherry. I don't know why.
Hello?
She's got stage fright, I think, you know.
That's all right, Mr. Jack. We appreciate you having
you already know who this is. Yes, this is Brother Jack. You're right. Listen, I told you I was going to call, but I had the call. I tried to get Sister Sherry on the phone, you know. I'm going to text her your number. All right, listen. I just want to say, praise everybody at that stage, you know, the Reverend Ed, everybody, Brother Charles, both of you beautiful girls. Yes, this is from my heart. This is from my heart. Jesus loves you.
Yes, he does.
All right. Get back to. Oh, listen. Whoa. It's very important. As long as you got the Bible in front of you, can we please, what is it, Psalm 23? It's a very important prayer in my life. Please. I want to hear some Psalm 23. Please. It'll make the day beautiful.
So you want us to read that for you this morning?
Psalm 23. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Hallelujah.
Well, that's what we're going to do this morning, Brother Jack.
All right. Brother Jack is listening. We got Tricky Ricky, everybody. We're playing for Dante, right. Seth, Huey. They're sinners. I mean,
ready?
I'm not sinning no more. I'm all right.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the Psalm 23?
Yes, let's go.
Okay, here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Hallelujah. He leadeth me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, and thy comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, Mr. Jack. Okay?
So I heard that whole prayer. I'm gonna put it on your share with Facebook, and thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Jack. We appreciate you. So you have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
So to God be the glory. So we're just going to continue to make sure we lift up Brother Jack and Sister Sherry, because that was I think he was trying to do like a little conference call. Yeah, three-way call, and it didn't work. But that's beautiful, though, that
he's getting other folks involved, other people involved, and he's serious about listening to the show.
And then, you know, that's another thing, America. We have to make sure that we are, you know, in leadership and really covering and shepherding and discipling people, because everybody's not going to be where we are, and we're not where we all should be.
That's
but we're not where we used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But we have to be patient, too, because
that's
you have to be patient with people.
That's right.
You know,
and you
know, meet them where they're at.
Meet them where they're at.
Woo. Yes, meet them where they're at, because, you know, we may think that this or that or not or, or should or whatever, but it's not about what we think.
That's right.
You know, it's about what God says, because
that's
people reach out the way they know how to reach out.
That's right.
So we just thank God for Brother Jack today, because he's one thing I can say about Brother Jack, he's persistent and consistent.
Yeah.
Okay?
And he also sharing with us how God's getting a hold of his heart and is bringing transformation in his life. And then he's already, like, right away reaching out to other people.
Yeah, and sharing the show. And so, you know what? Y'all know we say this all the time. Each one, reach
one.
And if we can reach one, our mission or our assignments have been a success for the kingdom.
Yes.
It's not for us.
Yes.
It's for the kingdom
of
God.
It's for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Oh, glory.
So that's why we have to
know.
Right. You know, even in the body of Christ, we got to be patient.
That's
okay?
Right.
We got to, you know, as leaders, we really
that's
do,
right.
you know, because I'm telling you, we kind of get, because I'm the type of person, you know, I like to execute things, but everybody's is not in the place I'm in.
That's
you
right.
know, and if you're going to be a leader, Marlo, I'll be talking to Lucia.
That's right.
You have to be patient with people.
Just
and
like God was with us.
Hello.
Don't forget.
Hello.
You have to remind me many times.
Girl, what you say, Laura? So we just have to know that. But see, it's the love instead of agape love.
Yeah.
You know, but as we said, have you identified your membership? You know, get in where you fit in. You know, begin to ask God, you know, what have you called me to do? And like Edward and Charles was talking about on their show yesterday, we're going to bite off of them a little bit today.
And Pastor Rick Pope, did a awesome
Pastor Rick
job.
Pope, they were talking about, you know, when you get in the church, you know, a lot of people's like, well, you know, we have to know, because a lot of times, you know, people are transitioning, right, in the ministries and in churches and all of that. So you want to get in and ask, you know, where can I serve? You know, and stop trying to say, well, we didn't do it like this at our other church. Well, they're not supposed to do it like the other church. They're supposed to do it like that church. Right, America, come on now. So what I'm saying is
when you get into a ministry or engulfed in a business or anywhere, you want to serve. Because I was, I had a new revelation on, this is not even in our notes, Lord, but we're going to go there,
yeah.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I was reading in Amos 3:7, where the Word of God says, surely, and I loved it because what reminded me was Psalms 23:6, where he says, surely, that is an assurance from God.
Yes.
But in the Amos essence, it says, surely I, this is God talking, will do nothing without revealing my secret. Mm. So I don't know if y'all know or not, but God got some secrets, okay, to my servant,
yes.
The prophet,
yes,
okay,
yes.
Or my prophet, the servant,
yes.
Whichever way it reads. Which, Edward, did you find it? Amos 3:7. So we're going to say it right. We're going to quote it right.
Surely the Lord God does nothing
come on.
Unless he reveals his secret
come
to
on.
His servants and prophets.
Servants. Okay, so this is where I think most people miss it at, especially most of the prophetic, the prophets. It says the servants, because there are prophets, but if you're not a serving prophet, that's not in reference to you.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, because when you become a servant, God can use you
yes.
to the fullest. So I love it when he says, surely I will do nothing. This is God
yes.
telling us
yes.
that he will
yes.
do nothing. And then he tells us over here in Psalms 23:6, surely
yes.
goodness and mercy. Okay, so this is what you do. This is like a trumpet or a warning
yes.
to the enemy.
Yes.
When he be trying to talk to you about your past,
yes.
America, go on over there to Psalms 23:6, and you tell him,
yes.
surely goodness and mercy will follow me. So when I look back, devil, I see goodness and mercy.
Yes.
I don't see no past, because everybody have a past.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. Okay, America? But what I'm saying is, this is how you got to talk to the enemy, because he will make you recollect, or as they say, remember. We have a call. He will make you remember your past, and then your past will try to dictate your future.
Come on now.
Y'all hear me? Can I get a hand clap, America? Hello. Because you got to tell the devil. You got to serve him notice, too. Because I'm telling you, I was reminded, I was listening to this song called Cycles, okay? And the devil, every mistake we make, he learned from our mistakes. But are you learning? Come on now. Because if not, we're going to be just like the dog chasing his tail.
Yes.
He never catches it.
That's
ever. He doesn't. So this is like a real metaphor of in our faith.
Yes.
You know, because the reality of it is when the enemy tried to talk to me about my past, because this wasn't good. It's, trust me, it wasn't good.
Yes.
I have learned to serve him notice and say, look at her, sir. The Word of God says, see, that's where Jesus had to deal with him. You have to say, it is written. Yeah.
Yes.
You have to say that surely goodness and mercy shall, that means take place, follow me all, not some of the days, not many of the days, but all the days of my life. When you become a believer, we got security. Do y'all know that?
Thank
that is
Lord.
So amazing, right?
That's right. Thank
so,
you,
I mean, God's trying to tell us something. That's why we have to get in this word and hear what he's saying to you individually and get the revelation for yourself so you can have a life-changing experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's that place of the new wine. That's Matthew 9:13, okay, mm-hmm. where he tells us the only way to get some new wine is to shed the old wineskin.
Yes.
And as we journey in life and as members of the body,
yes.
if you want some new stuff, come on now. You got to get rid of the old stuff.
The old mind.
You really do. And everybody wants to take the old stuff with the new stuff, and it just don't work. Because the Word of God tells you, you're going to lose your wires and your skin. Okay? I'm just saying, go ahead, Laura.
And be open for change. Yeah. Change is good, you know. Sometimes it's very uncomfortable, you know.
Sometimes.
But you know what? Just do it, you know. Just do it because
yeah.
God's going to do a new thing, and he's trying to get you out of your comfort zone. It's like when God spoke to me, you know, I sat in the church at a certain place for so many years, and he goes, now I want you to sit somewhere different. Go somewhere else. Sit somewhere else. Move. And I was like, but Lord, I'm so comfortable. No, move. You know, you get comfortable, okay? You know what? I did it, okay?
That's so true.
And somebody said something to me, and they're like, you know, I've been sitting here for 10 years, and da-da-da-da, why are you sitting over here? And I said, because God told me, and you know, and God's just trying to bring me change, and guess what? Now my brother, he's like, you know what? You're right.
That's it.
And I'm
that's
like, well, not me, but God was right.
Yeah, yeah. But that's true, though. So we get so caught up in this, the metaphors of, you know, we sit in a certain, that's right, Lord, let's talk about that. You know, you sit in a certain place for 10 years, and but you won't change in the church. But you ain't changing. Okay, you're not doing nothing. What are you doing? What are you fitting in? You know, once again, have you identified your membership? You got to know where you fit in, you know, and if you're not the pastor, stop trying to be the pastor and stop getting mad at the pastor, because they hear directly from God for the vision of that ministry.
Yes.
And a lot of times we're not going to understand, we really not, until it's most of the time manifest, okay? So what we have to do is we have to get fitly joined together, and we have to get in and see what God is saying to us about that particular ministry.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? And then go and ask your pastor, what can I do to make a difference?
Yes.
Where can I serve? Yeah, how can I make a change? I mean, not so much of a change, but how can I help you in this transition, you know, of where you're trying to get, what of the vision is what we're talking about. So we got to be mindful of that and know what God is saying. And be in our rightful place. If you're the evangelist, that means on the hand of God, you are the middle finger. So you are the one that's longest because you're reaching the world.
Amen.
So go ahead and evangelize.
Amen.
You know, go ahead
Amen.
And do what God is calling you to do and bring in the souls and be effective. And then you, as you bring them in, you trust God for the discipleship, okay? Because that's why I love it when Pastor Bailey talks about soul winning, soul training, and soul maintaining. It's all that don't none of them fit because if we're wondering why we're losing the people, because like Rick Pope was talking about yesterday, nobody's discipling. Nobody, they just come in and they sit there and they feel out of place, you know, because it's a new thing. So we have, and I'm telling you, Evan was talking about the love zone yesterday. When they get in a place and they feel love, because see, love covers everything.
Everything.
You know,
right.
And don't expect them to just be saved overnight.
And
you
change
know?
The way they dress and look.
Yeah, it's a process.
Yeah, it's a process.
Let the color go. Good morning, Pastor Mark, Perth, bro. We love you too, mighty man of God. So we just thank God for everything that he has put in our hearts, you know, and knowing now, let me tell you a little bit something about me and Laura. We out the box, we radical, we sold out, we fearless, all of that for the kingdom.
You're a teacher?
So, yeah, we fearless, and we thank God. We just thank God for who he is in our lives.
We always say, if God is for us,
who?
Again, nobody.
Oh, nobody, baby. Okay? Yes. So, we thank God for all of that, and we thank God for you guys listening in and tuning in, and just we touch and agree today because it's power and agreement.
Yes.
Okay? It's almost more power and agreement than it is in prayer, and we love to pray for people, but touching and agreeing is something about it because that's where two becomes one, you know, and the Lord says, well, there are two or more. I am in the midst. So come on in the room, Lord. We are so grateful that we have an opportunity today. And we're going to go to our commercial because we got some good stuff we want to talk about as we go to commercial this morning on our blog radio. And we want to say thank you to our Blog Talk listeners. And to God be the glory. So we want to talk a little bit, and then we'll go back and
I'm amazed by all the time that you invest in me. Most people probably would have left me alone. It was you who was there that one cold night who kept me when no one answered my call. You could have deserted me just like anyone else, but somehow you stayed behind. Lord, you laid down your life as if in short sight. Another reason why I feel this way, and I am in love with you, love with you, love you more than I love myself. I am in love with you, so in love with you. Can't promise I won't tell no one else. I can't help myself, can't help myself. Love you more than I love someone else. I can't help myself, can't help myself. Can't promise I won't tell no one else. You know me better than the world that wants to be my friend. You were there before the life I knew begun. And how can I begin to even tell you lies when you already know my fate? You could probably tell it all like a fly up on a wall. You have the power to invade my space. I don't even mind it all. The price you paid it all on the cross. You gladly took my place, and I am in love. Love with you. Thank you, Jesus. I am in love with you, so in love with you. Can't promise I won't tell no one else. I can help myself, can't help myself. No, I promise I won't tell no one else. I can help myself, can't help myself.
Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
What the world needs is love. What it really needs.
I'm reading them in Spanish to reach out to all my familia.
all over the world in Nuevo Laredo that's watching. And I'm looking forward to having the Espanol Bible study, y'all, or Bible program. But as for now, I love to read it in Spanish. Marlo will read it in English to reach out to more souls. Amen?
Amen.
So thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
God's love letter,
which is fire.
Yeah.
Woo.
La palabra de Dios que
fluye es fuego.
Holy Spirit, I ask that you continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, te pido que sigas manifestando en nuestros corazones. Primero Corintios 1:10 dice, os ruego, pues, hermanos, en nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, que hables todo una misma cosa y que no haya entre vosotros divisiones, sino que estéis perfectamente unidos en una misma mente y en un mismo parecer.
Woo.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. That's 1 Corinthians 1:10. In the King James Version, it says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
that you all speak the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing that, America? Are we really all on one accord?
Mm-hmm.
I have had confirmation that we really are as the body.
Yeah.
Different settings, different ministries, that we're all speaking the same thing. And that there be no division among you, okay? But that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment.
Yeah.
So that scripture right there, it's just talking about unity.
Yes.
Unity
yes.
in the body.
Yes.
We have to have that because I tell you, the enemy wants nothing more than us to be at each other, against each other, having everything all tossed up in confusion, and that's what he thrives on.
Yes, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And
yes.
when there's division, there's no power.
No.
So we want everything God has for us. Amen.
Amen.
We have the victory, and it's all about souls. And then when people get touched or delivered or healed, restored, then God gets glorified. Amen.
Yes,
and
yes.
you know, it's all about God's will being done.
Hallelujah. That is so true, Lord. But I just love it because the Lord beseech means to, you know, pay attention.
Are you,
I want you to look at this thing for what it is. You know, and it says in the name of the Lord, you know, Jesus Christ said we all speak the same thing. We all have to be on one accord, you know, with the same verbiage and with the same mind, speaking the same thing. And you know what I love about that? You can have people that are across the world. And when you pick up the phone and call them, their hearts and minds are the same place yours are.
Yes.
You don't have to be in the same house or the same church. Or
yes.
You could be in different ministries. That's what we all do here. We represent different ministries.
That's
here.
Right.
But we're on
right.
the same page. We're speaking the same language. We have the same mind.
Right.
And that's what the Word of God is saying, that we are perfectly joined together.
Yes.
You know, and the way to be that is in Christ.
Yes.
Because he said in Christ Jesus. That's the only way to be that, you know, because if not, the enemy's going to come in and try to keep us separated, you know.
And being perfectly joined, you know, that, you know, being perfectly in him, he perfects us.
He does. But,
you know,
come
we mature. We mature in his word, in his love letters, and then we all, as iron sharpens iron, we all help one another.
Because,
you know, it's a daily walk.
It
and
really
we're
is.
Learning and growing together.
I love how you say that, Lord. I love how you say that. We are. And we're learning and growing. And I think that a lot of times people believe that they know everything. You know, once you kind of get in a place and you get in your word and you're reading it and you get revelation. But every day, this is a living and breathing word. It's life changing. We serve a living God. He is not the same. He's the same yesterday and forever, but he's forever changing and forever changing us. So we have a caller, and we're going to take our caller this morning. They hung up. Okay. Well, call back, caller. I think. Look. I think, Brother Jack. Hallelujah. Okay. Yes. So to God be the glory. So we're going to go to Hebrews.
Oh, yeah.
Hebrews 10 and 24 this morning.
24 and 25.
Laura.
God's love letter,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Hebreos 10, 24, versos 24 y 25 dice.
Come on now.
Y con diseñémonos unos a otros para estimularnos al amor y a las buenas obras, no dejando de congregarnos con unos a los algunos tenían por costumbre, sino exhortarnos y tanto más cuanto ves que el día se acerca.
Wow. Gloria a Dios. That sounds so good. I love it, Lord. You have gotten so awesome. You really have, but you were already awesome. But you know, you're learning and growing, like
yeah.
You said. Hebrews 10:24 says, and let us, come on now, us, America. Okay, let us consider one another to provoke unto love. Come on, I hear your voice, Edward. And to good works. Yes, good works. Not forsaking, y'all, I hope y'all ready for this one. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. That means get to the church. Come on. Or get to where you know that the people where believers are. Coming together, just like today, this is where all believers in here. We come together, and we are not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, okay, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another. So even when you are coming together and you are assembling, are you exalting one another, okay? And so much the more as you see the day approaching. That means the king is coming. Okay, that means that the king is coming, and if we are not, and I'm going to tell you, I had a struggle Sunday. I'm going to be transparent today, America. I had a, I had an issue, a situation, okay? So y'all know how it's been cold. Okay, so I'm like, I barely got some sleep because my little shoulder was aching. And I was like, man, I am so sleepy. Y'all know how to sleep come on you. You get the sleep demon coming on you, telling, and then he gonna talk to you. Come on, I just want to help somebody. Okay. So as I'm laying there, he trying to tell me, you know, you ain't got to go fellowship or nothing today. That is Pastor Marlowe he talking to, and I'm sure he talked to the other pastors too. Okay. So he said, you know, you can just lay down and just get you some rest, and they'll be all right. That's what he thought.
He said,
yeah.
He said, "I'll be all right."
So y'all know, you know, I'm telling you, it don't take much and then, you know, we tell ourselves, you can watch church on TV. I hope I'm helping somebody today. Because I've had Jesus help me, okay? We can watch the church. You ain't got to miss the church. But all I kept hearing in the spirit was that when Christ went to the cross, it was raining.
Yes.
Cold. Oh, yeah. And he died for me. Come on now.
Yes.
And I said, get thee behind me, Satan.
Yes.
I've got to
yes.
run it in.
Yes.
And look, was one of the first people there. Don't play with me, devil.
Yes.
And then heard the word of God said, don't stop. Get it.
That's what I needed to know.
So I just hope that we can help somebody.
Don't stop. Get it.
Yes.
Burn,
so I was like, see, but we got to make sure that we are hearing what God has said. He said, and let us consider one another.
Yes.
And to provoke each other in love.
Yes.
So, okay, then on the first Sunday, and it's the first Sunday we do communion. We got a lot of stuff going on. We do first fruit family. We have friends and family.
Yes.
We eat at the church. We have like a party at church, right?
Yes, we do.
So the devil tried to make me miss that. But if I hadn't listened to him, I'd have missed it. So we got to make sure that we not listen to him. And he tried to, he tried to tell us like real softly, like, you good? You don't have to get up and go. It's cold out there.
And
it's raining. You might wreck your car. I mean, he was telling me everything, America. Okay? He is crazy. So I just had to tell him, get me behind me because Christ went to the cross and it was winter, cold. I mean, come on, y'all. Y'all have seen the Passion of Christ.
Yes.
Go back and look at it again. And if you want to be reminded of what Christ did for you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the visual. And it was probably even more intense than that. And that was pretty intense.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of people said that they couldn't watch it. Okay. They couldn't watch it because it was too
pink.
Oh man, that I saw the movie, I cried. But that what got me more on fire to go with Musso's. I said, oh no, it's all now.
We have a caller, Jazz. We're
going to
take our caller this morning.
We have another caller.
Did they hang up? Okay, they hung up.
I'm not calling off.
We have a testimony service. So message us if you can and let us know who you are and that you're trying to call and you can call back. But we just had to really try to help somebody today because that's what, you know, the scripture here, it tells us to forsake not. And even with a little bit of something like that, you will be forsaking not, you know. And then I'm sure the enemy, once you get to listen to him, then the next week it's going to be
something else.
Yeah, greater. He's going to be really resting on you. And it could be a struggle.
Yeah.
Only if we allow it to be,
yeah.
You know. And I want to get into the house of God so that I can provoke unto love.
Yeah.
You know, love on people and
yes.
be a present help and
yeah.
run in and say, what can I do to help today, Pastor? You
yes,
know.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we have a caller, Jan. So let's take our caller, our persistent caller. So is our caller on the line this morning?
Hello.
Hello?
Good morning.
Caller? Good morning.
Yes, this is Brother Jack. This is Brother Jack.
Yes, sir, Brother Jack. What can we do for you right
I
now?
I cannot tell you. Listen,
what's going on, Brother Jack?
Really quick.
What's going on, Brother Jack? I'll tell you, Brother Jack, what's going on. My life has completely changed.
It has
you have no inclinations how my life has changed. At the power of the prayer, the Psalm 23, you know, have Ed call me personally. Right on the line, I could be reached at area code 631-388-8119 because I want everybody, if they ever feel like they want to do a sin, call me. I'll walk them through the shadow of death, like they say. You know? No, no, this is from my heart.
Wow.
And tell Ed, listen, make sure Ed knows I've been doing very good with the Newport. Only one pack in the last 3 days. All right.
Okay, that is so beautiful,
Brother Jack. You don't even know. You really don't know what the power your show has done to my life. I 100% I made a U-turn, and I ran to God. And I really believe, honestly, I believe it's all throughout your show. I want everybody to hear this, and that's why I put my phone number online. You know, you heard it. You know, I don't care. You know, is that there? Is Brother Red available? Listen, tell Brother Red I love him. He's a brother in Christ. I hear you, Ed. Ed, listen, I'm walking around the house right now in New York. It's about, I don't know, 27 degrees. I'm walking around butt naked, feeling beautiful because I paid all the bills. All right, Brad, I'm feeling beautiful. Anyways, I got my girlfriend here. Say hello. Hold on.
Hello.
Well, thank you so much. And we're so grateful that the Lord has touched your heart through our ministry. We just thank God for that.
Hi, it's Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. Hello. Oh, that's okay.
Wow.
Can you call back, Kristen, so that we can talk to you this morning, pray with you, fellowship with you today? So we just thank God for that.
Yeah.
So to God be the glory.
Yeah, some other lady, yeah.
So listen, good morning, Dalice. How are you today? Dalice and Jack Ortiz, they are normally part of our studio audience, and we just thank you guys for tuning in today, everybody that's watching.
Yes,
this has
so
been
much.
An amazing day, and we just, you know, really, this has been a great teaching. And you know what? We're going to tell you what these scriptures are so that you can write them down and go back for yourself because we probably got about 5 to 7 minutes left on the show. 5 minutes. So we just want you guys. Okay. So 1 Corinthians 1:10 was the first one. And the second one was Hebrews 10:24-25. We just read that one. And that's that one right there. That covers the whole teaching pretty much. Galatians 5:14-15. Ephesians 2:10. And our caller is calling back, and we'll quote the rest of the scriptures after we take this call. Are you there, caller?
Hello. Hi, this is Kristen.
Well, hello.
Hi, how
are
you?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right. I was wondering if you guys could pray with me for my husband. He passed away, and his anniversary is coming up this March 12th.
Okay.
Could you say a prayer for me
yes.
to get through this month?
Yes.
I'd appreciate it.
We will be more than happy.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
You've done such wonders with Jack that I'm hoping that the prayers will work for me.
They will. It's the same God. He loves us all the same. So we're going to pray for you right now, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And I'm going to pray for you, sister. I'm a widow myself also, okay? So, Father, I pray now that you touch my sister, Father. Oh, Father, for her husband is now in his mansion, God. But I pray that you give her strength, God, that now you're her husband, God. And that now that she continue to go back to her first love and fall in love with you, Father, you will heal that void, that pain, that hurt, God. And, Father, because you do want intimacy relationship with her, God. So, Father, take away all the hurt, and I thank you, Father, that she continue to decrease and increase, God, and that you will meet all her needs, God.
Hallelujah.
Spiritually, physically, financially, because all things are possible with you, God. And I thank you, Father, for strength, Father. And I thank you that you touch her whole family, Father. If there's some that have not received salvation, I pray for salvation, healing, restoration,
yeah,
God. And fill her with joy, Father, because the joy
of the Lord
is our strength, Father.
Yeah.
So we thank you.
Thank you.
We love you, God. And you're a beautiful sister. God, the word of God says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So we're made in his image. So God's going to use you in the future to help other widows, to help other women, that when you fall in love with Jesus, he's going to heal every part of your mind, body, and soul. And then he gets glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you. I feel better already. Thank you, ladies. Have a great day and amen. Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you for calling. God bless you.
Hallelujah. What a way to end a show. And, you know, leading people to the Most High God is just a beautiful
brother
thing.
Jack.
And we thank you, Brother Jack. God says we will do greater things. You know, we're not trying to be God, but we just want
to
use the platforms and the technology and the greatness of the open doors. Yeah.
And we really love you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes.
You know, when we say La Familia keeps growing and growing,
hallelujah.
I just thank God because it is.
It
from Nueva York, from New York, and around the world, I just thank
Woo.
God for each and one of y'all. We love y'all.
Yes.
We're going to continue to pray. And you pray for us too, amen?
Hallelujah. And I want to say good morning to my very own Double DNA sister, Rhonda Elkins of the Most High God. I'm telling you, this
morning,
amazing
Rhonda.
Sister, she empowers. I ain't got no words, America. I ain't got no words.
It's
hard to come out.
So much.
What you say?
Really, really
it's so awesome to have a sister that is your biological sister. That's a double DNA that totally pillars you, supports you, loves you, encourages you. And, you know, I just thank God for that. So I just want America to know, you know.
Yes.
And she's had so many challenges in her health, her life, but God has restored her. And he says he will do that in Joel 2:25. He said, I'll restore to you all the years that the locusts have eaten. You know, and if you are, you know, just taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
And his mercy endures forever.
Yes.
You know, and his word will never return void.
Yes. Block Radio, thank you for tuning in and listening. We have 1 minute, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just want to say thank you, guys. Feel free to call in next Tuesday.
at 10 a.m. And we know we're going to have Brother Jack on the line. Brother Jack is our evangelist in North Yes, our blog radio outreach. That's beautiful. So, Brother Jack, make sure you send that to Ed Page so we can get your information and send it to you. Tell us your size and all of that, and we're going to get you a shirt, brother. Because you're working for the kingdom. Because now you are sold out to Jesus. So, listen, we just want to encourage you guys. So, we'll get you guys with the scriptures. We'll put them up on the text, the messenger, so you guys can see it on the for the show if y'all want to go back and read them for yourselves, okay? We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Be mindful next Monday morning at 10 a.m., the men's edition of the Mornings at the Mansion show. So we want you guys to be mindful. But also, I wanted to give this last commercial about what an event we have.